Welcome, everybody, to the Walking Terra Christa Festival Humanity Call.
With the full moon energies.
And this is a special occasion. It's going to bring forth the WESAC energies to their full completion for this month. The Festival of Humanity is when we bring the energies that we have gotten over the last two full moons, the Festival of the Christ, the month prior to WESAC, and going into the WESAC energies. And now we bring these energies fully grounded into Gaia, to the aspect of giving service, Festival of Humanity. We're also bringing the energies of the solstice, which was just a few days ago. So that also as well comes into it with those powerful energies. And of course, the full moon is always powerful. In the third dimensional planetary existence is Mercury retrograde. But that does not...
I don't think it's started yet.
It's not started?
It's coming up
on the 26th?
Yeah, something like that. But we're not concerned.
But these energies that you're experiencing with this work will elevate you above that, so they don't affect you. So if you keep bringing in these energies, you should find that Mercury retrograde, like many things of the third dimension, is a thing of the past. So let's bring in the unified whole. Unified whole online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. You enter the Sacred Heart Temple, the 144th dimensional frequency. We ask for Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma to bring us the platinum net, which surrounds our four-body system as we breathe in. As we breathe out, it is stripped away, taking with it any weeds from our sacred garden. Do not belong there for a pathway that they can remove for us. We also call upon Saint Germain, and we use the violet infused with the purple to transmute and transform anything that we, as our higher selves, our higher consciousness, desire to have transformed in our lives. And then we call upon the transformational energy of the pink flame from Paul the Venetian to also assist and to bring the elements of love and compassion, regeneration, filling in areas that have been removed and that are being worked upon. And then we call upon Archangel Michael with the blue flame of the ring past knot, with his protective abilities. And then the golden flame from Lord Buddha, up from our soul star, through our heart chakra, up through our crown. Through the earth star. Up to the soul star, so that the earth star and soul star spin simultaneously around us, forming a pyramid-like structure, which is our macabre body of light. We do this for ourselves and for the group. And we ask that the spiritual hierarchy place spiritual mirrors on the outside pyramid walls, reflecting back to source, anything that tries to enter that is not of the 144 dimensional frequencies of the unified whole and the God force of oneness. We're going to keep these energies up here. It's what we're doing now. As we found, it's a little more powerful for the calls. And here's Malarese.
Okay, so we're going to take the 144 and dimensional frequencies, and we're going to bring that down into our physical body and put out your intentions for this ceremony. It's the full moon, the festival of humanity, where we're now grounding the energies from WESAC of what we have experienced. So you may have been feeling some challenges physically, emotionally, mentally, as this process is continuing, as WESAC represented the threefold flame. So, and the solstice just represented the superconscious being, one consciousness between the subconscious and the consciousness within our physical body. So there's a lot of changes going on within us and within the planet. Feel those essences of the 144 dimensional frequencies that you are a part of, your soul, your monad, your I Am presence, coming down through your Antarkarana bridge into your soul star, expanding the energies within your physical body with just a breath. We're not going to bring in the colors for this call. We're just going to bring in the frequencies. You may intuit what other colors you are receiving or that are coming within you to just embrace them. In through your crown, the third eye, the throat, the thymus, moving into the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root, spinning those energies down through your limbs into your feet, into your earth star. As the earth star and the soul star spin simultaneously, you create the oxytonal alignment from the cosmic forces all the way through your physical body, grounding them into the earth. Feeling it in your physical body through your joints, your side meridians, your hip joints, your knees, your ankles, and your feet. Now feel the circumference of your inner chakra system spinning in a clockwise manner as a double-pointed star, and then an outside double-pointed star on the outside of your field, as now you are activating the one body of light. We're going to travel to the Clarion Temple of Oneness, and we're going to have a ceremony that is quite different than we ever have before. Divine Mother and Father God will not come in the beginning. The angels will not come in the beginning. We're going to start with the native energies and then move into the celebration of the Festival of Humanity, which will bring forth all those other energies that we usually work with. So let's take a deep breath, feeling the spinning of the inner and the outer Merkaba bodies of light, that you are the vehicle of light. As we move from the earth plane energies up into the solar level, that's the 10th dimensional frequency, moving upwards into the galactic level, into the 11th. The universal level comes up to about the 20th level. The multi-universal now is the 36th dimensional frequency. Just imagine that you are now are walking in this beautiful field of flowers. We are on the space where the temple resides. You can see it in the distance. We're going to walk across the rainbow bridge that takes us into that elevation of light. Walking up a garden pathway through the little mini forest, many elementals and angels and singing and beautiful essences all around us. As now we see the steps to the temple, of the Clarion Temple of Oneness, it is a bluish, silverish type of building. with great illumination as we walk up about half a dozen steps with large pillars on each side. At the top, we are met by Archangel Michael's warriors and Yantias, who is our guide for the Clarion Temple. He's now going to escort us down to the bottom row. Many levels and levels upon souls. Everyone stands up as we come in. As we have now reached the first row, and find your place, a seat where we're just going to sit, and everyone sits together. Let's take a deep breath. I'm going to ring the bowl. In the middle of the stage, there are many different beings. At first, we're going to introduce the Native American elders that we work with for the full moon energies and who we work with on the shamanic level. No Eyes, White Buffalo Calf Woman, Sun Bear, Great Rising Spirit, Many Feathered Eagle, Geronimo, and many others. As now they're going to step forward, Michael is going to be the initiator of these energies.
We'll start off with some drumming. Come to you with the energies of those you have introduced and many, many, many others. We are very pleased to be honored with the opening of this ceremony, representing all the elders, indigenous peoples, tribal nations, of all those who have walked before you and all those from many, many other star systems. This is a very special occasion as you celebrate what you are calling the Festival of Humanity. It is the culmination of all that which represents who you are. Humanity. In your forms upon the earth, you are in now oneness as compared to who you were before. And what I mean is you are all of us, as we have stated many, many times. You come from the star nations. You come from all the intergalactic systems. And even beyond those. To be here upon this planet, this great ball of beauty that you call Gaia, and you step into that one being of species that you are calling human. In many ways, as you know, it is most incorrect to think of yourself as just being human. But as you step into that humanness, you certainly are stepping into oneness, which each and every soul that has also stepped upon this planet in body. So this then is your festival of oneness, your festival of coming together as one species, as you are brothers and sisters. In the native and tribal traditions, each person within a tribe or community would spend time as a young pre-adult in contemplating on where they would fit in to the tribal structures. What would their role be? This was their major quest. And while it is true that there were certain roles, depending upon which sex you were or you are, it was a sacred duty and a sacred honor to take on the role of service within that community that you would be performing. This is why, as you know, each person, when they reached that age where they could take on those responsibilities, was given a new name to go along with the role that they would be performing that would be added on to the name they already had. In drastic cases, their name would change entirely to benefit their new stature within the community and the role that they would perform. Each person considered it a sacred honor to withhold that position to the best of their abilities. And it became the center point of their lives. This was not a bad thing. This was to be honored, and it is something to be remembered, for it was of service to the rest. A tribe would take care of each member, and in turn, each member would take care of the tribe. In your modern world, we know much of this is no longer taking place, especially among those who are the younger starseeds that have reached their adulthood, but do not understand that the ability of service is actually the ability of serving your brothers and sisters so that you can partake of a role of responsibility within that oneness. So upon this sacred occasion, we would like to share these energies with you into the deepest heart level that you have, so that you may once again resurrect and rejoice in these aspects. We thank you for allowing us to speak this message to you, for we consider it a sacred message. So now, as we call upon the energies of the Great Spirit and Mother Earth and Father Sky, Grandmother Moon and Grandfather Sun, the cloud beings, the thunder beings, the root givers, stone givers, the two-leggeds and the four-leggeds, the winged ones and the finned ones, the creepy crawlies, all the creatures of creation, and the directions of the east, the south, the west, and the north, and the elements of the earth, of the air, of the waters and of the fire. We imbue and ask to be imbued these energies of service. For what is it that each of these elements and beings we have called forth for this ceremony give to each of us? They give service.
Feel those frequencies of light, the ability to ground these energies while still being the multi-universal level as we connect with all tribal nations all around the universes, all around the cosmos that have assisted us in the planetary connections. We thank you for the elders for coming through, Michael. And thank you for grounding this energy for us. This full moon is very, very powerful, as everyone knows. It's the brightest full moon of the year. Super moon, they're calling it. We are in the middle of that right now during the ceremony, as it was fully manifested on the 23rd, which was yesterday. Sorry, I do not know the exact time. But we are in that phase right now where the moon is at its height, which can cause some disruption within us. What this full moon represents is about service. It's about how we can give service. That service could just be with another individual. It does not have to be on a large scale, but some of us are doing that work on a larger scale. I just want to go over some of the aspects of the Festival of Humanity, of the details of what this truly means. We know so much about the Christ Festival and the Wesak. So this festival aspires towards divinity and the attunement to God's will and right human relationships. So this means our service to others, to our brothers and sisters, to our family members, and we're all family members. Because we're soul family. So the force behind this festival is reconstruction, and it also represents the first ray of will and power. As we know, it's the third festival in which all aspirants or initiates, we are now tested to take what we have learned in the spiritual realm and access it within our physical pathway. This may be a little bit difficult because some of us may not understand fully of what we are experiencing. So it's a time to fully tap into your work with your ascended masters that you're working with and ask for their assistance. So now the full integration of the festival, it's also called the Festival of Goodwill. It's also, I have heard it called World Invocation Day. So we're going to be invocating some energies. But these are the areas of reconstruction that represents each of us on a personal level. The power of will, and then that will to love and to action and to cooperate, to know and think correctly and creatively, the will to persist will become a human characteristic and not so much a spiritual one, and the will to organize. It's also a time of great education. So many of us are going to be receiving new knowledges through our higher selves, through our I Am presence. That's going to be the cooperative effort of the Festival of Humanity. It represents restoration, enlightenment, and reconstruction. So Michael and I are going to share the affirmation of the disciple, and we will put this information out on our website so that everyone can have it if you would like to utilize this prayer, if you don't have it. This is a prayer that was given by Alice Bailey. I am a point of light within a greater light.
I am a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine.
I am a point of sacrificial fire.
Focused within the fiery will of God, and thus I stand.
I am a way by which men may achieve.
I am a source of strength, enabling them to stand.
I am a beam of light shining upon their way, and thus I stand.
And standing thus, revolve and tread this way the ways of men.
And know the ways of God, and thus I stand.
I strive toward understanding.
Let wisdom take the place of knowledge in my life.
I strive towards cooperation.
Let the master of my life, the soul,
and likewise the one I seek to serve,
through light, through me, on others.
In the center of the will of God I stand.
Naught shall I deflect my will from his.
I implement that will by love.
I turn toward the field of service.
I, the triangle divine, work out that will within the square and serve my fellow men.
I am a messenger of light.
I am a pilgrim on the way of love.
I do not walk alone, but I know myself as one with all great souls.
And one with them in service.
Their strength is mine. This strength I claim.
My strength is theirs, and this I freely give.
A soul, I walk on earth, I represent the one.
I am one with my group of brothers, and all that I have is theirs.
May the love which is my soul pour forth to them.
May the strength which is in me lift and aid them.
May the thoughts which my soul creates reach and encourage them.
I know the law, and toward the goal I strive.
Naught shall arrest my progress on the way.
Each tiny life within my form responds.
My soul has sounded forth that call.
And clearer day by day it sounds.
Let's just take a deep breath and feel these essences coming in. We're now going to call upon the magnificent beings of light that we work with in the spiritual hierarchy. Spirit has asked me to include all of these beings, although there will only be a few that will be speaking with us today.
The Unified Whole Command of Oneness, with great divine director, Master Thoth and Albert Einstein, as one unified being of light, along with these great ascended masters.
Lord Adama, High Priest of Telos, capital of inner earth cities, King Ra and Queen Manu Ra in Telos, Mikos, director of the library at Portho Logos, and all inner earth beings of all cities within the Agartha network.
Ray Chohans, Masters Elia Gobi, Elmora, Kathumi, Lord Maitreya, Dajwal Kul, Paul the Venetian, Serapis Bey, Lord Sananda, Master Hilarion, Saint Germain.
Overlighted beings of the cosmic rays, Lady Isis, Lady Nada, Lady Mother Mary, Master Voltar, and Lady Master Valentia of Andromeda, Lady Kuan Yin, Ra the Egyptian sun god, Helios and Vesta, Pleiadian councils of light, Lord and Lady Arcturus, and guardians of Arcturus.
Elohim, Councils of God, as Hercules in Amazonia, Jophiel and Christine, Heros and Amora, Purity and Astria, Cyclopea and Virginia, Peace and Aloha, Arcturus and Victoria.
24 elders that surround the throne of grace that represent the 12 rays of God.
Lord Melchizedek, Lord Buddha, Lord Metatron and the Solar Golden Angels, the 352 levels of the Mahatma, Sanat Kumara and the holy Kumaras, Enoch, Lord of Sirius, Lord of the Great Bear Star System, Lord of Arcturus with the Guardians of Arcturus, the Intergalactic Federation, the Great Cosmic Central Suns, Mary Magdalene, Lady Portia, Lady of the Light, Master Babaji, Master Sai Baba, Muhammad Gandhi, all the great teachers that ever walked the earth, Moses, Martin Luther King, John Lennon, Mother Teresa.
All archangels and angels of all principalities, the cherubim, seraphim, and ophanim, especially Angel Rochelle, Mazariel, Michael and Faith, Jophiel and Christine, Shamuel and Charity, Gabriel and Hope, Raphael and Mother Mary, Uriel and Aurora, and Zachiel and Amethyst, the Lemurian Council of all Native American, Lemurian Council, then all Native American elders, the wisdom keepers in the New Earth, the various Christed extraterrestrials, especially the Ashtar Command, Arcturians, Pleiadians, Syrians, and the Councils of God, Archangel Sandalphon, Earth Mother, Pan, Mineral, Vegetable, and Plant Kingdoms.
The Divine Mother and Father God, known as the Cosmic Great Central Sun, along with all great central suns of the multi-universal, galactic, and solar levels.
We now ask that all these beautiful beings of light assist us in invocating these energies to the following.
Gaia, Mother Earth.
All inner Earth cities and beings of light.
All Christed galactic beings.
All principalities of angels that help us every day.
Uniting with the spiritual hierarchy to become the new earth hierarchy in oneness of the unified whole command.
To all transitioning souls that they may join the clarion temple of oneness.
To all life forms upon the earth, including animal, mineral, plant, and human.
Removing all core fear from earth and humanity.
Connecting the consciousness of humanity with all other consciousnesses of Christed levels for open dialogue.
Preserving all the lands upon the earth so that they may arise into the fifth dimensional new earth.
Removing all negative implants and negative elementals within the earth and upon each life form.
Clearing all planetary illusion.
Allow all souls to step into oneness of the 144 dimensional reality while removing all karmic debts.
Invoking the light of the new earth to shine upon the present earth.
Invoking a shower of core love and core light to every person upon this earth.
Okay, so now we'll get started with the energies. Lord Vaishnava, Sanat Kumara, and Saint Germain will be coming through invocating these energies. Okay, let's take a deep breath. I'm going to ring the bowl again, I think. Thank you. Let's see all these beautiful beings standing around, actually sitting around this beautiful stage, circling within circles of each other. In the middle are Divine Mother and Father God, with Master's Great Divine Director, Master Einstein and Master Toph, representing the Unified Whole Command. Angels, beings of light, inner earth beings, everyone coming together in oneness in this beautiful temple. Feel the unification of each of us coming together at this time, representing these frequencies. We'll now bring in the angelic essences. I presence in this moment, moment of creation. Breathe your angelic self, breathe the light that you are. We are the angelic principalities of all levels of creation. Stand with each of you here in unison of our light together, holding out of arms in the light. We now invocate this frequency of light to blend into each of you deeply, feeling your essence of the angel that you are. We are deeply grateful to be here in this moment with so many upon many of souls, of incarnations, of beings of light in this beautiful temple of creation, representing this beautiful ceremony, this beautiful moon that the earth is experiencing at this time. We are the archangels in unison. Blessings to each of you. I am Lord Maitreya. We've come to another wonderful, fabulous year of celebrating the Festival of Humanity, of Goodwill, of Light upon the Earth's planet. And this year represents so much more than we have ever experienced previously. The ability to fully allow the essences of goodwill and humanity to be within each of us at this time is because of the acceptance of your light in your own physicality. That is the blessing of the goodwill, representing those essences that bring forth the ability to have the will to do anything. We heard about those essences of the power of the will. What does that mean to you individually in your own creation? The power to love, the power to action, the power to cooperate, to be able to think correctly and allow that divinity that you are to stream out of you. This is what humanity truly represents, but it has been forgotten through eons of time. In this present moment, We are experiencing an exchange of light within the planet that has not occurred previously. I speak to you from the many essences of the Rachel hands of the spectrums of light that represent all rays of God, not just the 22 that you are incorporating, but think about the power of the essence of God's light to be fully within your being as a physical person. As a soul, of course it is in there. Of a soul that you are incorporating so much more than you fully realize. But allowing these essences of change to come into your creation to allow the completion of your cycle at this present time. And I say cycle at this present time because this is so much what the Festival of Humanity represents. You have gone through a great process through the changes of acceleration. You have resurrected parts of your being. You have allowed yourself to move to another higher dimensional phase through the process of WESAC, an initiation. Every time that we connect this way in ceremony, it brings us closer together in your consciousness. We now have the ability with the solstice of blending the three minds into the oneness. What does this all really mean in your present circumstance? Well, first it has to be coming through by the allowance of your multidimensional selves to come into the physicality, and sometimes those multidimensional selves have other aspects that they are want to bring forth because there is no understanding of the acceleration that you're in within that process. You see, the soul has many ideas to bring in those multidimensional selves, but in the existence of life as you are experiencing it, that is when you will remember all different aspects. And you must realize what fits and what does not fit. In this time of creation, in the middle of the year, you are at a very opportune moment to accept elements that you have forgotten about. And part of those elements that you have forgotten about, you must reject. These are the challenges that occur. Because as you move up the ladder of your initiation process, deciding this is what you truly want, to be an ascended master upon this earth, there are going to be moments of reflection that you are not happy with. But you must take the essence that you are bringing into yourself through this process and understand the whole picture. And this is exactly what happens at the Festival of Humanity. You take an inventory list of where you have been and what you are doing, what you do not like what you are doing, or what is not working for you. And this includes all aspects. It includes your relationships. It includes your present working situation. It includes your living situation. It includes how you act, how you feel, how you think, because that is all changing. There is no other year like the present in which individuals are able to accelerate themselves in such powerful ways. It is a golden opportunity for mass consciousness to step into an unknown factor on a consciousness level because what has occurred. So I ask each of you in this moment to just fully reflect. And some parts you may not even realize. So we're going to take you through a little energy surge to assist you in bringing forth the aspects that you desire to become manifest. Something that you may think you want desire to be manifest, you are not truly ready for. So it's important to always have all those aspects in place. It is important to understand that as you're in a training exercise, this is truly what you are learning. You are learning to walk into a higher level of existence. Within that level of existence, there are no negative emotions. There are no bad thoughts about yourself. There are no wishes or desires that do not fit your present circumstance, because it is about living in the moment and not looking towards something else that needs to be acquired. So this is the learning experience that you are going through on the earth plane, and you are such models for humanity. I ask of you to just bless yourself in this moment for where you are. Have gratitude for how far you have come and the acceptance that you are bringing into your world. The more that you do this, the more that will come. This is in truth how you create more of your desires to become manifest. Not thinking too far in the future, because that is only going to put you into that future mode, and you may miss some elements that are occurring in the present moment that are important for your self-acceptance, your self-worth, for your own integrity. Because as an ascended master, it's important for you to have that strength within you. And this is truly what the will represents. Bringing forth that accessibility of light. This full moon is the most powerful upon the planet ever. This means that the light is becoming closer to Earth than it ever has before. And this is what we want to invocate, as Malarese and Michael shared, those aspects that we want to invocate. As I'm speaking to you now, we are not just invocating to each of you, but we are invocating to make this world a better place so that people can accept the divinity of light that is coming into the planet. Because we want as many individuals to arise to this occasion as possible. This is where your service comes in. Even if you feel you're not in a place to share with another of what you are, which that is the true aspect of leadership within an ascended master position. The ones that do not boast are the ones that are true masters. The ones that just allow the light to come through to them and give them truths and knowledge. So take a moment of inventory as we bring forth this frequency of light to assist you in this process. This energy is going to assist you in having remembrance of what you have been doing on the inner plane since we sat. It's going to assist you to bring in knowledge into yourself. You may not receive it all at once. You may not receive any of it today. But utilizing this frequency, even beyond this festival of humanity, will assist you greatly. You see, we are all divine beings. And right now, we all stand here within this temple. Because we are not any different than any of you. It's just that we have reached this acceleration before you were able to do so in a physical body. So allow each of us to be mirrors for each of you. As you look down upon this stage where you are sitting and all these souls that are participating, allow the light of the masters, of the teachers, of the angels, of the beings to be fully reflected unto you right now to assist you in your earth walk. And assist the souls that are not in a body to do that earth walk in a future time frame. Energies to ground within you, and you may see colors and colors spinning through the amphitheater, because these are the frequencies of all the rays of God, just bringing the essences. There may be one specific being that you're reflecting your energy right towards as it's coming back into you. Acknowledge your purpose in this moment, and that purpose can change tomorrow. What is your purpose in this moment for yourself to reflect into you? Is it beauty? Is it harmony? Is it joy? Is it acceptance, self-worth, self-reliance? All the beautiful aspects that your soul is trying to give unto you. It is my pleasure as Lord Maitreya to walk with each of you on this pathway. Greetings, my fellow brothers and sisters. I am Sanat Kamara at your service. My message here is my ability to express in this moment relief. I ask each of you just to take a deep breath and feel that relief. It's been a very challenging year. Now is when you allow the light that you have been trying to incorporate to just relax within you. Let it come into you. Let it relax within you. No matter what it changes within your life. And this may change in your daily way that you do things. Because we are coming more into balance. We are coming more into that expression of love. And allowing those essences to be your guide. If you just
take a back seat right now and just, oh, just allow those essences to come within you that I've been asking to come within. Some may have been feeling very physically frustrated and not really allowing yourselves to accept the totality of your essence. Because this is a common occurrence at this stage of the year with the Festival of Humanity. But it is our time to come together in unison. And I'm so very happy to be able to express my light to each of you in this moment. The transference of energies that are occurring presently can be so very challenging because we are changing a world. We are changing a world into the most powerful space of beauty and joy. This is why so many souls want to be embodied upon the earth at this time, because the changes that each of you are going through are nothing compared to the bliss that you will receive. You have created a structure of light within yourself to assist the world, whether you realize that you are assisting the world or not. You truly are. As you come into these energies, there can be moments of reflection of our times gone by. But that should only be the structure and the basis of your knowledges that are occurring. What you were before, as a Lemurian, as Atlantean, in the most beautiful cultures that have ever been talked about, are nothing compared to what you are creating presently. And I ask of you not to center so much upon those lifetimes, but to center upon the light that you are presently. Because you are just building upon that foundation that has already been built. The changes that you have been going through are to release those aspects, to release those timelines. Are you allowing them to be released? Are you holding on to them? This is the most important fact that we want to make real. As we step into ascended mastership, this is the hardest and the most challenging pathway that is given by the Divine Mother and Father God. There is none other that surpasses it. So the fact that you are sustaining this energy within you is to be in gratification of whom you are. I stand here amongst all my fellow colleagues and all my fellow students in the great glory of the moment of what we are experiencing presently. Please allow the energies to fully be grounded within you. Allow yourself to understand that you are changing through the process, even if you don't see it in a consciousness effort. Communicate the will to say, I desire to understand more about myself. Because no one just stands in balance all the time. Eventually, we will come to that state of being, but not any of you, because of what you have experienced previously to get to this time frame. So break down the barriers and allow this frequency of light that is now upon us to be accepted by the three minds, by the threefold flame. This is enormous. What has transpired within this earth, and each of you, I bless you, because you have arrived. You have arrived at this time to fully incorporate these frequencies of light into your own to allow yourself to exist in another state of being. That is a challenge within itself. And that is going to continue as we move up into the higher dimensional consciousness. More will be coming to you because you are that multidimensional self. So tonight I stand here at the Festival of Humanity in this glorious temple of oneness. And say to each of you, not words, but this. In the light of all that we are together, let us all remember and reflect upon the beauty of our creation to be fully manifest within the physical existence that I am in this moment. I am a pure being of light. I am in training for understanding more. I open up all my minds together to receive the messages of my higher mind. I feel his or her essence coming to me now. I am not alone, as I once thought. I am now blending my light with all beings of light, of the unified whole, of the 144 dimensions, of all the timelines that we have existed within each other. I am now one within that essence. I ground this essence now all the way down to my Earth Star. I allow it to be my guide and my rule. I have the power to allow the will of God to be within me. I love, I create, I connect, and I act upon this will of light that I am, as I am the supreme being of light, walking hand in hand with all ascended masters that have walked before me. I, Asanat Kumar, embrace you for this union in this moment. I am one with each of you. Asanat Kumar, walking with you each step of the way. We're now going to ask Saint Germain to work through Michael. Saint Germain is the Maha Chohan of all the rays. Serapis Bay is assisting with the lower rays, but working with the seven rays of God is essentially important for this mastership to ground ourselves and to command it within ourselves. It will help with our healing as we have just been imbued with the will of God, which is the first ray. And Sanat Kumar and the Holy Kumars work with us through the Venetian rays, which are similar but work with our whole body system. So now we're going to ask Saint Germain to give us a blessing for the festival of humanity from the rays of God.
Greetings, dear companions. As my fellow teachers have so eloquently spoken to each of you, I also come to you as a teacher. But I also want to impress upon you what each of us have said in respect with us being also students. I know, as we all do, that it is a human misperception to strive and seek to be the rarity that is the Ascended Master upon your planet. But in actuality, it is probably more accurate to think about it as clearing yourself of debris that you have accumulated in your journey. Or, in reference to your sequence of time, to grow younger and to once again become that infant. For the Ascended Master is simply one who has worked out those aspects, energies, and frequencies within them, the totality that is them, that does not serve them, that is incorrect from the standpoint of the universe. You think of the purity of that infant, and that is where the Ascended Master begins. That is the moment in attaining that level of purity and openness and direct connection to the source of your higher self and your I Am presence, and working within that unity where there is no interference from other debris, thought forms, elements, and yes, frequencies and energies. So if you can imagine being at that point, then what happens from there? From there, everything becomes your teacher. So my blessing is for you to follow the advice of your teachers so that you may become the eternal student. And in so becoming the eternal student, you then will teach. It is a wheel within a wheel, much as the rays act within and amongst each other. There are many who have taken aspects of myself, as I have shared through Melaresi and Mike, that place the violet flame as somehow being more important than the other flames. There was a time when it was more effectual in terms of the results that could be realized in a shorter time frame, but that time is no longer upon your planet. Otherwise, the work that Mike and Melaresi are doing would be pointless. The work is so important And it is time for you to understand that as a being of light, you are made up of frequencies of light. We know it seems strange at first for many of you to study the rays. There is no other system on your planet other than these, which originated in the occult sciences, that speak of such things. They certainly speak of the light, but they do not speak of specific frequencies of that light, as you imagine a rainbow would be. You are that rainbow. You do not think of yourself as that. But just as you go out to walk or to run or to exercise, you prepare yourself beforehand to do so, do you not? You stretch your muscles, you warm your muscles, you make sure that they are in working order before you venture out upon your pathway of exercise. And this is perfectly acceptable to you because everyone knows that's what you do. In following the pathway of the ascended mastership and the rays, you do not see everyone doing it. Most of you do not see anyone else doing it, except when you join together in your calls and in your meetings. It seems very rare. But that does not make it any less real. Of who you are and what you are. This is why we have always impressed upon you the rays. And Melaresi, as our voice, shares with you on each and every call that she does the frequencies of these actual rays in the tonality of her voice. It is popular for you now in your culture to speak of everything as being energy because of the work that Master Einstein has done. He had trouble impressing upon you that there was more to the story. Indeed, yes, you are energy. But more importantly, you are frequency. And each ray is a frequency. And so in working with these rays, you're building up and focusing upon in your consciousness, which is the most important aspect for your progression and your mastership pathway. Your consciousness is working within those frequencies. And that is where all the gains and all the changes into returning to your state of purity will be gained. I, as the Mahat Shohan of the first seven rays, am incredibly proud of each one of you. And I stand here with Sanat Kumar and Lord Maitreya as we do so much desire you to relax within who you really are. Simply become aware of your frequencies. For the light wave that you are, as you travel through your day, is exactly the same thing you see in your still photography of light waves. As you walk upon your day and encounter those around you, your light waves, your frequency, is what they experience. And together this brilliancy of lights and working in harmony with each other, can you imagine what beauty to humanity that is? Do not think of working with the rays as something you're supposed to do on this pathway. Think of it as something you are. and that will change everything for you. For I know that many of you, in your days, only work with these frequencies when you come upon these calls. Others of you are very diligent. But it is to know that these frequencies are who you are, and relaxing into that and understanding that you are working with these rays, whether you bring them into your consciousness or not, is the reality you have now entered. For that is the reality of what it is to be upon the new earth. It can be no other way. So we ask of you to remind yourself of who you are every day. And that shall lead you to working more in depth with each of those first seven rays. For there is so much more than those. But it is a wonderful place to start. I am your humble servant and student, Saint Germain. In the oneness that we are together, blessings to each of us. I am that I am that I am.
Thank you very much. This is Mel Larese. Let's all take a deep breath. I feel these essences that are within this temple of all these beautiful beings. Thank you, Saint Germain, for that heartfelt message. Thank you to Sanat Kumara, thank you to Lord Maitreya and all the beings that are here. If we look upon, we visualize the stage of this beautiful temple and see the streams of colors upon colors, and think about what Saint Germain has shared about the frequency. What frequency are you embodying right now? Because this is the frequency that's going to assist you the most. As now we're going to have one more blessing from Divine Mother and Father God.
Divine Mother and Divine Father God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun. Blessings, my children, as we stand here with all the great central suns, as we stand here with all the beautiful beings of light, as we stand here with all of you, and all the souls that come to this beautiful temple to receive these beautiful energies. The only thing that we can impart to you in this moment that has not been shared or has not been transmitted by a frequency is our gratitude. It's our deep gratitude for all that you are, for all that you are being, and all that we are creating together. It would not be possible without your diligence, without your strength, without your challenges. Some of you may think that you are not as far along as others. And that is only because you have not remembered truly whom you are. That you're allowing the other old timelines getting in the way of that. And some of you may feel that you have arrived in this state of beingness, and this has been the blessing of your life. And that's the way it should be. Our greatest blessing that we can transmit to you today is the blessing upon yourself.
nothing that any of us can say through all of these different personalities and aspects of Ascended Master could be more important than what you feel personally, what this means for you, of your own ability to integrate and ground the aspects of yourself that you have forgotten about. The veil between us is so very thin. So this makes this temple even more powerful than it has been. And that is quite an understatement, because this temple has always assisted so many souls. But now that is going to compound it with the frequency of light that is so available between the outer dimensions and the inner dimensions. And the place it starts is right within your heart. Of taking a deep breath and allowing your higher essence, your higher soul, the superconscious that you are, the higher mind that you are, to be your defining factor. Anything else is another reality. It is not the reality of whom you are in this moment. So I ask of you, we ask of you, as the union of the Divine Mother and Father God, of the Cosmic Great Central Sun, to embrace you in this moment. If you allow to see our frequency in the middle of the stage, we now rise our energy up to the top and blend our essence of the platinum ray around each and every soul, each and every being of light, into your heart, into your base, into all aspects of yourself, as this will create the union that you are asking to be within yourself. You will have no questions of what the Humanity Festival represents for you in this timeline, in this aspect of whom you are. Because that is changing every day. The old parts of yourself are leaving. And allow them to go. Allow them to be moved. We expand our energy of this flame to be integrated into your being. Accept the light of our gratitude, of our grace, of our design to blend fully within you. The spectrums of light, the frequency to come fully within you to assist in the process of your divinity upon this earth. It is our time to be gracious and to bless each of you from our hearts to your hearts. Us stepping into this world and continuing the pathway of light. In all that we are together, we are the Divine Mother, Father God, as the cosmic great central sun. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am. I am. Holy light of God that we are, embrace these children. Allow it to permeate within their being. Allow them to receive all that we see in them. Bring their souls fully into their bodies. Bring the essence of light that they are. Bring it all in and ground it deeply and embrace them through their grief, through their sadness, and allow them to see the joy that we see in them. We are one mirror of light. So I'm going to be in the light of all that we are together. Adani Sayabhav. One moment of light. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We like to say one more short prayer to end the ceremony. This is the invocation of the soul and the monic mantra. As we're doing this, if you know it, say it to yourself. We'll give some time afterwards. And feel the connection of your soul and your monad now being fully manifested. I am the soul and the monad.
I am
the light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am now fully activated with the threefold flame of the blue, pink, and the yellow, representing will, love, and power, blending the three minds into the one mind of my superconscious. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am. Breathing deeply. Feel the connection of all the souls within the temple as we all arise together, hands within hands, swaying and singing and humming the light that we are. Feeling that connection with the source, because we are the source, and we are not alone. We're being assisted and invocating these energies unto all the kingdoms of light that we have mentioned. So mote it be. We now arise and walk up the steps of the temple, guided by Yamtias and Archangel Michael's warriors at the gate. As we walk down the steps, feel the connection, feel the beauty, feel the joy. As we are all one, as we walk down the garden pathway to the Rainbow Bridge, we walk across. We activate our Merkaba vehicles. Let's come together into one. Feeling the inner and the outer spinning at the same time, we now leave the multidimensional level, universal level, coming down into the galactic, coming into the solar and then the earth, separating into your separate Merkaba, coming back into your physical existence of your physical body. Bring these energies fully back within you. No matter how present you felt that you were, you're now bringing a whole new frequency within you and grounding you.
143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Grounding it into your earth star. Feel the roots going all the way down into your core, extending it into your location, assisting with the energies that are around you. The masters want me to share that this was a very intensified session, even though there was a lot of talking. There was also a lot of frequency going on within, in between that talking, the speaking. So just allow yourself to ground these energies. They're also telling me, Saint Germain is sharing that your sleep state may be more powerful. Be open to understanding what is happening to you. And if you awake with a dream that seems very appropriate, try and write it down so you can fully remember it. We thank you for joining us for this amazing ceremony and this amazing time of grounding these energies. Namaste.
Thank you, everyone.